from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can you just describe, Quincy, the confidence and the swag to get you to the top of the podium?
Well, it's like this. I've been going through a lot early in the beginning of this year. And so I just let a lot of stuff go that was the distractions. And then I focused on myself. And you see, I dropped 0.5 each time I race. And when I let go of everything, I stopped losing. I did not lose since. So I'm on a streak right now where I'm focusing on myself, focusing on my daughters, and focusing on my animals. And see what I see that takes me out there.
Quincy Hall, after winning the gold. Comeback win for the Americans. We got table tennis now.
Yes, this is Olympic table tennis. You play ping pong?
Sure.
Is it insulting to call it ping pong?
Is it different?
That's another good question. I don't think it's any different. Does it look different?
No.
Same table, same rack, same paddles.
They're very fast and very good, and they're also given quite a bit of room to maneuver, whereas most ping pong tables I've played have been in someone's basement and you're going to run into the wall.
Yes.
So,
Sometimes you would play it off the wall.
Sure. House rules.
House rules. Yep.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We'll talk to Sal coming up bottom of the hour, 7:30, on the Bills. Last day of practice, which is today. We took a call earlier on the pole vault, and we've kind of put out a call to anyone out there that if you've played or participated in one of these sports that people don't know much about or don't know enough about, like we were just idiots on pole vault, and Adam Buffalo called in and talked to us about his experience as a pole vaulter. If you've got something to share with us, why not, right? It's the Olympics,
yep.
And people are getting exposed to these sports they maybe don't regularly see, whether that's, as I mentioned, like discus, steeplechase.
Yeah.
Those are just the first two that came to mind. Breaking is going to be tomorrow. That's a new event in the Olympics, breaking.
One-time event. They're not doing it next Olympics.
It's not planned for 2028.
They're just doing it this time.
Okay. Yeah. Flag football comes in 2028.
And baseball.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. So give us a call if you have something to share. We'll get your calls in. And I want to talk about the Browns, something the Browns did yesterday that is relevant to the Bills and their stadium. Don and Lockport up first, though. Hey, Don, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Joe, how you doing? One of my unique events that I tried in high school that I ended up going to three Olympic trials and managed three Olympians is race walking, the Olympic sport of walking, speed walking.
So tell us about it. So you went to trials?
Yeah, I went to three Olympic trials back in the 80s and 90s. Graduated from Lockport High School, went to University of Wisconsin on a full ride, which a lot of people don't realize you can be a walk-on and actually count as a team scorer. So it's pretty cool.
A walk-on, no pun intended there?
No pun. Well, pun very much.
Right.
But anyway, but I teach regular people how to walk for fitness and power walking, race walking, which is a USA track and field event for not only youth, open, and masters. So we travel the country. I am based here in Western New York, but do clinics up and down the East Coast.
Very cool. When it comes to getting into race, like what got you into it? How does the training differ from, you know, other cardiovascular, whatever, running events?
Yeah, very similar. I've done many marathons, both running and race walking. So the difference is the mental aspect of keeping one foot on the ground at all times. The knee must be straight upon heel contact to the vertical position. So, I mean, there's some two rules in race walking, so you can be disqualified. If anyone watched the marathon walk relay, which was a new event for Paris, one man, one woman for each country, and they do a 10K times four. So it's kind of an interesting take on the race walk event, but it's what the Olympics are trying to do, is get more people involved with different events like the mixed relay and the 4x4 track and field.
Yeah. And you'll be like broken down on video and disqualified?
No, not on video. It's all judged by the naked eye, okay, which makes it a little contentious, especially when you have judges from all over the world trying to support their home team, it seems like. So kind of tough.
Yeah, I just pulled a video up of this Olympics, the speed walking race, race walking, and
It,
correct me if I'm wrong, Don, it looks like there's a penalty box. Like
there is, which, you know, to be honest with you, guys that started back in the 70s and 80s like myself were a little shy of talking about it, but it's kind of a timeout. So if you get three disqualifications, they give you one more chance, but they give you a time penalty. So for this marathon relay, it's 3 minutes, which is huge. And it's the difference between being in the top and then also, you know, you're back in 20th place.
Yeah.
So they give you one more chance before you get that fourth DQ to get disqualified or removed from the course.
And that would usually just come because you're, like, how hard is it to not run?
You know what? Once you're in the race walk mode, it's easier to stay in it. But if you're becoming lofty or you get too aggressive in your stride, too lengthy, then therefore the judges may see a flight phase, which warrants a disqualification for loss of contact.
Okay.
So you do have to maintain contact with the ground. So a lot of my football friends would say, well, you never did a contact sport. I said, ha ha, yes, I did.
I like, thanks,
but,
Don.
But to answer your question real quick, in high school, there was only two kids entered. I know they gave a bronze medal for third, so I took dead last, but I had an official come up to me and encouraged me to keep going, which is why I do it now to the kids as well as anyone that wants to come out to the classes.
Nice. Thanks, Don. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Don.
On race walking. You know, my brain always goes to one place when it comes to watching sports. You know, sitting there saying, must maintain contact with the ground. And I just picture watching race walking. And let's get Gene Steratore.
This would be the event for Gene Steratore.
I'll tell you this, though.
Holy cow.
I'm broken on sports. I know this. I know that I am when it comes to reviews. Because watching these Olympics, most of them don't have any. Most of them, it's just the sport happens. Volleyball is a series of nonstop challenges now. There's so many challenges.
They have the Hawkeye stuff.
They do have the Hawkeye, but you also have the challenge. And you've got the same thing you do in football, where the men's volleyball, guy spikes it over the top of the blocker's hands and out of play. Mm-hmm. And then he does the sign, like, challenge that. The same way a receiver gets up. It's like, I caught that. Challenge that play.
Mm-hmm.
And they stop. Then they challenge it. And they list how many challenges are left. Man, I just hate stopping. I understand, like, we want to get things right. Everybody understands, like, that's the goal. But, man, so many stoppages, so many challenges, so many. It drives me nuts. I don't know that I'll ever go back to just being able to just watch sports. It's one of the reasons I like these Olympics.
Yeah.
Just go. Sometimes they go back and they take a medal away an hour later or a day later rather than stopping the event to evaluate, which, you know, maybe it is better to stop things.
That's why I just never, it's never bothered me. Maybe that's because I grew up with it. I've never known sports without it. But it's never... what was the skeet shooting where the woman got lost out on the gold medal because she hit the thing, but they didn't see it, and that sport doesn't have replay review? Like, I would rather take 45 seconds right then and there to see if she did it rather than for her for the next 50 years to know she hit it and not have the medal.
The difference is it's not just 45 seconds right there. It's 45 seconds 213 times per event.
Okay, right, yeah.
It's the creeping replay. Anyway, thanks for the phone call. Thanks, Don. 803-0550. So quick thing, Sal's joining us 7:30. We'll recap yesterday at camp and get today, which is the final day of training camp as well. The Browns yesterday sent out a video that is annoying in two ways. Yeah. I'm annoyed for two reasons. One, it is a video / computer-generated rock music-laced stadium tour of their plans for a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
What the Browns are doing, the Browns have unveiled plans for a $2.4 billion dome as the team considers moving out of downtown Cleveland. They're considering a plan from the city of Cleveland to renovate their stadium. The stadium is 25 years old.
Okay.
And there's a $1.1 billion plan to renovate that stadium. And the Browns, the NFL team, the Cleveland Browns, made it clear Wednesday their preference is to build a $2.4 billion dome in Brook Park, Ohio.
Okay.
So this is a team that would move out of a downtown and into Brook Park, Ohio, which, how far is that from Cleveland? Let me find that right now.
The one, I don't know how scientific this is, but the one image of the dome from like the sky, the generated image, like you see downtown Cleveland in the distance.
It's by the airport.
Okay.
Brook Park is by the airport. And if you've driven through Cleveland or towards Cleveland like you have many times, anybody in Buffalo using the thruway going west, it's definitely outside of Cleveland. It's as outside of Cleveland as Orchard Park is to Buffalo, and maybe even more so.
Yep.
So whatever, they're moving out of Cleveland to Brook Park for this $2.4 billion dome. And of course, what did we get in this video? An unbelievable fly through the amenities.
You also had like 16 images that they released too of like different angles and areas of the stadium.
There are rock concerts and there are little digital people dancing in the videos. And I have previously logged my complaints about the fact that the Bills, we do not have this. We do not have, even though they're not locked in congressional testimony, it must be the most accurate thing in the world, we don't have moving pictures of the Bills stadium. We don't have a fly-through of what will the concourse look like. What will it be like to walk the concourse and be able to see the field? We know a lot of the features of the new Bills stadium. We're seeing it being built out there in Orchard Park across the street from the stadium. If you're going to the preseason game on Saturday, maybe you didn't go to the blue and red. Maybe you go to the preseason game. You're going to get a look at a giant stadium. You've seen pictures. Mocked up pictures, but no moving pictures.
And how many pictures do we have? Like 15?
Maybe. We've seen a good number of what it's going to look like. We know what the outside looks like, but we just don't have that fly through.
Right.
And that's a choice that the Bills have made and the stadium, they've made that choice to not give us that. Okay, fine. Fine. It does make it harder to picture when people ask, you know, what do you think of the stadium? What will it be like? We've toured the site. And the site is still like steel, concrete. I think it's going to be pretty great. I think it's going to be amazing. So two things happen when another team showcases.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a fly-through of a stadium. Number one, I get upset because we don't have one from the Bills.
Yep.
And number two, people say that stadium already looks better than the Bills' new stadium, which leads me to a very, very important point that must be made, because as much as I'm upset and as much as it bothers me or annoys me, we don't have the fly-through of the Bills' stadium, it needs to be pointed out that the thing that Cleveland tweeted out is not real. It's not agreed to. It's not financed. It's not planned. It's someone...
it's a proposal.
It's a computer program.
Yeah.
It's not a stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not close to real. And that's one thing that I guess I can't quite understand. And I'm not here to understand everything. I can't understand the decision behind you put that visual out of the Brown Stadium, just like they did in Tennessee. Uh-huh. The Titans had theirs. And people look at that, the moving pictures, and they think, that looks incredible. And it's not even real.
Yeah.
The Bills have a stadium being built.
Yeah.
And they are selling seats to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bringing people in for individual tours and then this and that. And some of you have to wait a year. I'm waiting a year for when I find out what my ticket is going to be costing me. A year. And in the time leading up to that, I can't get a video like that one that... Does it not get people excited about it? The idea of like, look at this place. I can't believe how cool that's going to be. Is it crazy? I'm sure I'm wrong. They've got a lot of professional people down there that are running this operation. How could it not help you to show people what it will be like in there instead of treating it like it's what? Like it's the Sabres slug uniform reveal, a tiny square at a time. And word of mouth. And when you get to the stadium experience, you get, you know, a great look at the history and what the team means to the area. But the thing that is going to be the most interesting is actually seeing what it will be like to be in the stadium. And all over the place in my life, I get tours of stadiums that don't exist, not even in planning phases.
Yeah. So, are those teams doing it? I don't know when the Titans one timed out. Is the difference because the Bills already have it agreed to and the Browns need to generate support for the idea of a new stadium?
Sure.
So they're putting it out there because, guys, you should be on board with this because look how sweet this is.
Look how beautiful this could be. Chicago had one of these too. Look how beautiful this could be.
Yeah.
This is
why you should, in some of these cities, this was Kansas City, right? Have like referendums on where they should do in the first place. And you put a video out like this, I mean, somebody might be more likely to vote for you if they see that you should do it. But it looks that beautiful.
What we're talking about here is, in that scenario, it's, wow, that looks amazing. I'm going to call my assemblyman. Versus, right, that video looks awesome. I'm going to buy a seat in it.
Right.
Maybe sales are going so well they don't need that. But boy, it would be really nice to see inside.
Yeah.
So there's my complaint. It's frustrating. I'd like to see it. I'd like to see what it will look like. I'd like to see anything. I'm impatient. What can I say? I'm impatient. The other reaction that happens a lot, and there's a lot of this, because Chicago's proposal was dome. Cleveland's proposal was dome. This one that's $2.4 billion in Brook Park, Ohio. It's dome.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still an awful lot of Bills Mafia that is mad, disappointed, feeling like they missed out because they are not building a dome.
Mm-hmm.
I am not one of those people.
I'm not either.
But they're still there. And they're...
And every northeast city, especially, that decides to do it. Because that was one thing that was kind of interesting, was that of all the domes, a lot of them are in the south. Not all of them, but a lot of them are. Like, Minnesota is up in the north in cold weather. But
Detroit.
Like Detroit, too. But
most
Pittsburgh's
of them,
outdoors. New England's outdoors. Cleveland's been outdoors and maybe still will be. New York City's outdoors.
Right, like, but Atlanta, New Orleans, Houston.
Yeah, right.
Indianapolis is
these
not.
These are the cities down south that have the domes.
Right.
So, to me, I always pointed to that. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole league regionally up in the northeast, like, just kind of, they're all outdoors. I don't know. Maybe the league likes it that way. And to me, like, you also had the benefit of the cover over top, which is going to help more than the current stadium. So I never got into that. But, yeah, if you're team dome, like, yeah, you're going to have some
every time a stadium FOMO comes out that's a dome, you're going to feel like you missed out.
Right. Even though neither of the two that were proposed of the domes.
They're not real.
Those are the two that aren't even agreed to.
Right. They're not real.
Right. The Bears don't know anything about their next stadium yet.
No.
Because that's not agreed to. And this Cleveland thing, like, it was earlier in the week that the city approved like $400 million in renovations. And then later that week, they dropped this. So what are they pressuring? Like, I can only guess. What are they pressuring Cleveland to build them a brand new stadium downtown somewhere? Or do they want more renovations? You're like, we're going to go to Brook Park if you don't give us what we want.
Right. And these moving pictures are used as leverage, I suppose, to show people what they could get in Brook Park. And maybe that works. Maybe that's worked in the past where you fire up a rendering and, you know, there's enough support. I mean, Kansas City, the Chiefs might move states.
Even if they're only moving 15 minutes to the west.
Right. They might move states. They might move to the other Kansas City. The whole thing is... Well, it's a waiting game, and I'm not good at waiting. So, you'll get a look at the stadium if you go down there again. They've got this, you know, across the street from the stadium, you're starting to see the sheer size of it. You know, the landscaping, the prettiness, the finishing touches, like that's quite a bit away. But if you haven't seen it yet, I think it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, and when you do go through there, like there's no... There's no, like, moving video from what I remember, but you'll get, you know, they're trying to keep it, what, special for the fan when they go through? Like, I don't even know, really.
Think about when you buy a ticket to a sporting event. Like, you want to get tickets to the Sabres.
Yeah.
You go and you sit in the seat, right? You go sit in the seat and, like, here it is. What do you think? Now, granted, the Sabres have a lot of season tickets that might be available and... Whatever, but the selling point for what you want to do is to sit in the seat, and that kind of doesn't yet exist for this new Bills Stadium, and it's also I think one thing that's whether it's a disconnect. I mean, I don't know how everyone's experience is going, but the thing I wonder about is we had a caller call in last week or 2 weeks ago that had seats for however many years, and now the seat that they are in is now a club seat. That's hard to envision what that means. You get a picture of what this thing might mean, not an actual tour of what that thing actually is. Okay, what does it really mean? So part of me wonders how much the Bills can get done in terms of selling seats and selling club seats and experiences and this and that. And how many will be left over by the time, you know what, you could take a tour. If you want a ticket, you can take... The stadium's going to open in 2026, right? 2026 for the... Yep. We got two more seasons at Highmark. And then you're at the new stadium. I wonder if there will be really any time to tour it before buying in, which I guess would be representative of the real estate market right now. Sometimes homes are sold with...
Yep.
You want it?
You
can't tour it. Here's a picture.
You think a lot of people will be seeing it the first time when they're walking into their first game?
Yeah.
Or maybe preseason game.
Will there be tours? Will there be any tours beforehand? I don't know the timeline. What will still...
It might depend
how things are done.
Their schedule's going, right? If they're done 3 months before the season, maybe that's yes. But if they're going to be done 4 weeks before that season, I don't know.
And will there be any inventory still to sell at that point?
Right.
Because if you... And this is I recognize this is part of the challenge for the Bills. They can't have you sit in the seat. Could they have developed a VR thing where you sit there? The stadium experience doesn't really have that. They have got the mock-up suite,
yeah,
but there's no sort of immersive sit here, this is what it will look like.
Sure.
That doesn't exist right now.
Yeah.
Anyway, 803-0550. Key point, the Browns Stadium is not anything other than just something that is just a video. It's about the same as tweeting a picture of Brandon Ayuk in a Steelers jersey. It's not actually real yet. It can look real, but that stadium that the Browns tweeted out is not real.
Yeah, I think I'd be a little surprised if they... That thing looks like a new city that they're building.
Yes.
By the way, there was like more buildings around that current stadium. The Titans one looks nice, though.
Yes, it does. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. We'll get Sal in on the other side. Sal's going to be at training camp today. It's the final day of training camp from St. John Fisher, and then the Bills make it back here for Buffalo for the rest of the preseason. Trip to Carolina in there as well, of course. But three preseason games coming up. First one is Saturday, 1 o'clock against the Chicago Bears. Jeremy White, Joe DiBiase with you here on WGR. Sal next to kind of wrap things up on training camp, gearing up for the final day from Fisher.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.